And we welcome you to this week's edition of Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast with me, Jim Powers. Glad to have you with us. And it's championship week on the podcast as a couple great coaches that took their teams to state titles this past weekend down at Cape Girardeau at the Show Me Center. And, you know, what a terrific weekend it was for our sports in the state championships. Three state titles in volleyball, another three state titles over on the cross country side. And we'll catch up with some of those coaches here in the near future, but we're going to start off at Lafayette. The job that Zach Young did this year was just absolutely amazing. Zach, congratulations. You finished the year on a 21-match winning streak to get your seventh state title. How cool was that experience this past weekend?
Yeah, and honestly, I don't even know that we were aware of that. At least I wasn't. It was kind of just week by week, game by game. And as you got later in the season, people were talking about the streak at the end, and it was like, oh, yeah, well, we hit a good streak at the right time.
No doubt about it. And this season for you guys, you know, you start off with, you know, some great wins on the road, you know, in that trip that you guys took down to Florida and then won out to Kansas City and kind of, you know, I think learned a few things about your team, you know, in some of those games out of St. Teresa, because after that, you guys just steamrolled everybody. Kind of talk a little bit about that stretch to where you kind of figured a few things out after those couple losses out in Kansas.
Yeah, you know, going to Kansas City right after Florida, even as we scheduled it, we were like, man, that's a lot. But we thought we had a really special group this year, and if we were ever going to push a schedule on a group, we thought this was the group. And, you know, it was. Florida was amazing. We played some unreal teams and had a lot of two-point wins out there. And then, you know, a week later in Kansas City, I think our kids were a little tired, but honestly, we just played some really good teams. You know, we played Scott Catholic, who just won their eighth state championship in a row in Nebraska. We played Aquinas, who won the state championship in Kansas. We played St. Teresa in a tough five-setter. So, you know, while it looked like an 0-3 weekend, I think we played some good ball and came back a better team.
You know, and then you come back off of that, you've got to turn around and play Eureka, and we'll talk about the rematch here in a minute, you know, but then you look at how you guys progressed, you know, during that run and some of the teams and some of the games, you know, I think in that kind of a stretch, your senior leadership kicks in to another level. And you could see that out of your kids in the district this year. Those kids were not going to be denied going back down to the Show Me Center for a state title.
Yeah, you know, we had seven pretty awesome seniors this year, all very different, but all learned how to kind of coexist and work together. And, you know, we talked about being together a lot. And, you know, every season you go kind of what we use the analogy of we hit a few speed bumps, but it didn't flatten our tires. You know, we kept on chugging along.
You know, and I think there's a little bit more into this season as well. And I'm going to let you tell the story about Chris and what he meant to the program, his death earlier this year, and just how that kind of brought this group a little bit more together, especially in the run through districts and down the state. Tell everybody a little bit about that just unbelievable story.
Yeah, and I won't do it justice, but, you know, Chris Toomey was probably the finest human being I've ever met in my life. Just an unreal, just kind, loving man that was a phenomenal coach. And no high school kid should ever have to lose their coach. And so this team really went through a lot. And, you know, he connected with the kids. It was just a hard, hard thing to go through as a coaching staff, as a team. Trying to help some teenagers through it. I mean, it was rough. But I think it did bring this group a little closer as well. And throughout all of it, you know, our motto for the year turned out to be, you know, love like Chris. And, cause that's who he was. You know, if you knew him, he was just an unbelievable loving person. You never heard anybody say a bad thing about him. At the same time, he was gritty. He was passionate. You know, I learned so much from him, and, you know, in four short years, we became very close friends, just as he did with everybody on our staff, and became close with a lot of the kids and families. as well. And so losing him in early June unexpectedly was, you know, it was just real hard. And we saw the kids a couple times throughout the summer, but, you know, they're kind of in club time during that time. So really, it, even though we kind of came together again in August, it kind of hit a couple times throughout the year. And you mentioned that Kansas City trip. One of the neat things of that trip is Chris's dad actually met us in Kansas City and was there and got to talk to the kids. And, you know, what an emotional, you know, a little bit of a healing weekend probably too for a couple of them. So yeah, everybody else is going, you went 0-3. Yeah. But
so much more.
It's more, volleyball. Life is bigger than volleyball, right? Yeah. So one of the really neat things was at the state tournament, you may have seen him, because he said, we gave him a pink shirt, which was our camp shirt this year. And he goes, I don't know if I can wear this pink shirt, but he said, I tell you what, if you guys make the state championship, I'll be there in my pink shirt. And sure enough, he wore that pink shirt for 2 days. So that was just a really special thing throughout the year.
He was sitting in the front row right behind the bench. And I thought that was just awesome. I mean, to see him there and the bear at the end of the bench, you know, I saw that at districts. It was just really cool to see how your group really galvanized themselves together, and seeing Chris's dad there and just how everybody rallied. And, you know, the motto was fantastic. You wore those T-shirts all year. I mean, it's tough for, you know, the two of us have coached for many years, and for a group to lose an assistant coach or a head coach is really tough. But I really think that his memory and him looking down upon everybody in that state championship run was just absolute. They knew that he was watching.
Yeah. Well, and there were several times you just kind of felt, you know, you felt his presence. You felt, you know, just even the calmness among our team, even during some really stressful times. You know, you look at our path and our road to get there, it was not easy. And several times a team could have buckled, and I felt our team, you know, just you felt that maturity among them. And Chris was a big part of bringing that to us over the past 5 years. So just a really neat ending. But what we, you know, one of the first things we talked about after we won the whole thing was, you know, we talk about love like Chris. It's not a 1 year thing like this. You know, we had speed bumps among our year this year. You know, you're going to have jobs and relationships and tough things throughout your life that you're going to have speed bumps. Like, learn from this, continue to love like Chris. And that's for all of us, not just the kids, coaches as well. And just, you know, hope something good comes out of something that's just been really, really hard.
No doubt about it. Well, let's talk about your kids and the terrific year that they had. And, you know, just watching your kids throughout the year, you know, Maya Witherspoon, just what a terrific leader she turned out to be for you guys. And you know, having her and her sister playing with each other, you know, one final time, you know, that had to have been pretty special to see those two leading the Lancers out on the court this year.
Yeah, you know, the two of them, and it's funny because, you know, just like sisters do, they'll get at each other here and there. But you know, Lane being a senior this year has really stepped into kind of that leadership role. And you know, she's kind of the unsung hero. She doesn't necessarily always have the big stats. But she seemed at the end, you know, she got that key kill. She'll get that key block. She'll do things that open up everybody else. And, you know, Maya's got the stats a lot, and you forget she's a sophomore a lot of times. Yeah. But, you know, she just plays at a higher level than that. But the two of them to be able to do that as sisters, that's just really cool. And if you saw at the end, you know, the team had their dog pile huddle, and then little ones were breaking off, and you saw the two of them in a long embrace. And, you know, just what a neat family, and I'm happy for them.
You know, and the other person that I was super impressed with was Alyssa Nelson. I mean, nearly 1,000 assists on the year. I mean, there was a couple points in a couple of the sets, you know, on Friday afternoon that, you know, she just made some incredible plays and got the ball in the right spot to stop a run or to kind of jumpstart things. And that's kind of that leadership that I know getting that second ball and making the right decisions really means to a state championship team.
Absolutely. Yeah. Alyssa makes us go, you know, she just makes us go. And she actually had a concussion and was out for like two and a half weeks in the middle of the year. And I credit our team. I think that's when we really started to come together to go, man, she's not here right now. And when she got back, I think you really just saw how much we do appreciate her. But she's, you know, she's one of those setters. You just don't get in your program a whole lot. And when you do, you gotta appreciate it, you know, and as good as she is on the court, she's a great teammate. The glory's never about her. She just is a hard worker that just wants the team to do well.
You know, and then on the defensive side, Maddie Hartman at the libero position, you know, 319 digs. And then you back that up with Allison with 312 digs. That's pretty good luxury to have two kids on your defensive back line that can do a lot of great things and making some big plays and some big digs.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the areas that we came the farthest, that we improved the farthest in this year. And, you know, you mentioned Maddie and Allison, but we had three other DSs that entered the lineup, you know, in Molly Mushchik, Audrey Savakul, and Mia Mosier. And, you know, between those five kids, and then you put Alyssa back there with them too, it was hard to put a ball down on our floor toward the end of the year. And that was a huge part of our success and something we really focused in on the last 3 weeks.
Volleyball in the St. Louis area, you know, on the girls' side, we've seen the growth. I think the bar really got raised this year. You know, three state titles out of the five classifications between you guys and then Westminster. And then look at what Jefferson R7 and Pius have done down in Jefferson County. I mean, I think that really speaks volumes to where girls volleyball has come over the last 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, I think I've been at Lafayette, I think this is 15 years now. But, you know, talking to Coach Burkhardt even before that of 20 years before, it's just, it's unreal how the level just every year seems to rise. And it's cool of having some of the alumni kids come back and watch, and they were incredible. And then them going, oh my gosh, look at these kids play. But yeah, the St. Louis area, I think there's no doubt is a hotbed for good girls volleyball. And, you know, there's great clubs in the St. Louis area. I think you got to credit that. And there's good coaches all over that. And, you know, these kids also put in the time and they put in the work. You know, we're lucky enough to get them for a few months during the high school season.
You know, and I think the big thing too is, you know, and I've talked to Jeff Cheek and a lot of the boys coaches, you look at these facilities that are popping up now, you got Legacy, you've got some of the others that have turned strictly into volleyball training facilities. We haven't seen that for the volleyball side of things. You know, yeah, we've got football facilities, baseball facilities, basketball facilities, but to see the sport of volleyball growing as exponentially as it is right now and getting that type of training facility to add the clubs into, and also how the college growth has been. You know, you look at Maryville making it to their first GLVC tournament, since they joined the conference, you know, Ryan's job up at UMSL, and then Lindenwood making the jump to D1 and being very successful. I think there's a lot of factors that play into just how the level is really raised.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And you know, you see the men's volleyball, there's teams popping up all over. You know, what a big growing sport that is. But yeah, you talk about some of the facilities going up and people putting the financial, putting the time and money into all that for the kids. And that's great. I think one thing that I hope everybody doesn't lose sight of is it is for the kids. And at times the kids need a break. Yeah. You know, I know that's one of the first things we told the kids after we won, like, man, celebrate this, enjoy this, and please take a month off. You know, these kids, they go so hard. And as you can see, the level is incredible. But, you know, kids need time to recharge and regenerate as well.
Well, what about the coach? What about you? Are you going to take a little bit of time just to catch your breath a little bit before you get back into it?
I'm doing my best. It's been nice to just be dad for a couple of days here. Although I don't know if I'd probably rather be in the gym than raking leaves and chasing kids down the street on bikes, but it's been fun. Yeah. It's, you know, you put so much into it, and I want to highlight my staff as well. We have some phenomenal coaches on our staff that it's not a normal high school thing to get the level of coaches we have. And it's not a one person job for sure. But you know, you put so much into it and you get to the end, just like the kids, and you're just spent, you know, that, it's been nice to have a few days. Actually, we're off because it's election day today. And yesterday we had just a professional development day. So the kids have actually had off for 2 days of school that our players haven't even been to school, I think, for a week now. So I hope they get the warm reception they deserve tomorrow when they all get back to school.
And how cool too is it that the girls cross country team at Lafayette wins the girls cross country championship, you know, pretty much about 2 hours after you guys finished up on Friday. That just had to have been super cool when you guys got back to school and both teams were able to celebrate.
Yeah, that was really neat. And I think, I don't know the exact stat, but it's been a few years, I think, since Lafayette's won in any sport. So then to do it a couple times in the same day, that was neat. And we happened to get back to Lafayette about the same time. And you saw a lot of kids like embracing each other from both teams and taking pictures with the trophies together. And that was cool. It's a neat community. And that was a really neat thing.
Have you had a chance to hold the trophy yet since it's come back from Cape Girardeau?
I think I got it for about 30 seconds. But one of the things we like to do is, you know, the kids earned it, and we're going to let them pass it around for a couple days. Because each of them, I mean, you talk about 15 kids that had to buy in and had to sometimes put their pride aside a little bit and be unselfish. They've all had a part in earning that trophy. So we're going to try and let each one of them have it for a little bit of time. But I just told them I need it back in one piece.
No doubt about it. Zach, congratulations once again. It was so much fun watching you guys this year and being able to call that game last Friday down at the state championship. I had a blast with, and take some time off, relax. And I know we'll definitely be catching up once the spring rolls around and boys volleyball starts hitting.
Sounds good. Thanks for having us on. Appreciate it, Jim.
No problem. The head coach at Lafayette, he's the state champion for the seventh time. It's Zach Young. When we come back, we're going to talk to somebody that brought their school a first time ever state championship. That's Tara Fish down at Jefferson R7. We're going to talk to her coming up next right here on Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast here on Scoops with DannyMack.com. And we welcome you back to the Champions edition of Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast here on Scoops with DannyMack.com. I'm Jim Powers. And, you know, great talking with Zach Young from Lafayette in our first segment. Now we go down to Jefferson County and somebody that finally brought some hardware to the Jefferson R7 school district, their first ever volleyball championship and the first ever championship for the school, Tara Fish, the head coach down there. And Tara, what a terrific year for your kids. You guys, you know, made it to the Final Four last year, fell a little bit short of the goal, but my gosh, the way your kids came out swinging this weekend was just terrific.
Yeah, I mean, I could not be prouder of our team and this accomplishment. We work really hard. We've been working really hard since June, and had a goal in mind. You know, last year we got there and got third place and we had a little taste of it and we knew what we wanted to do this year. So these kids worked hard playing club. They worked hard in the weight room, which was huge. And, you know, a lot of kids don't see that, but I hope that my younger kids see that this group worked hard in the weight room to get better. Even though they were already good, they continued to work hard in that weight room and getting stronger and faster. And we just had a goal in mind. And so it was easy for them to say, we're going to do it together and we're going to work through this hard stuff together in the weight room. We're going to do it on the court. And we sure did.
You know, talk a little bit about this group. And I know last year you guys made it and it was first time. You know, but it seemed like coming into this season, your kids didn't forget about that. You know, they knew that they left a little bit on the table in reaching a goal of winning a state championship. And you could just see the motivation all through the summer, early practices. And then the way you guys went through your season was unbelievable. Just talk about how that, remembering just winning third place last year, really motivated your kids to get to the pinnacle and win the state championship this past weekend.
Well, you know, like I said, we got a taste of it last season and we were really proud of getting third place. It's an amazing accomplishment. But we wanted more. And, you know, we look at that banner every day in practice in that gym and we're like, we're getting another one of those up there. We're going to do everything we can to get there. And we, you know, had a couple losses throughout the season, but the losses that we had were people that, I mean, St. Jen, they got far. You know, Saxony, we saw them again and ended up beating them. Northwest is huge. we split with Farmington, they got far. I mean, all these schools that beat us are huge schools, and they're St. Pius, you know?
Yeah.
So, but they're always good games also to have on there so that we challenge ourselves, and see the things that we can do better at. So that's just what we did. You know, we tried to focus on what little things we could do to get better, working through, from behind. We've come from behind in a lot of games this year, even. And, you know, somebody had made a comment about, you know, why can't we just get it done? But the fact that they, you know, these are teenage girls, and we can work from behind and come back and beat someone is amazing. And so I'm just really proud of them and seeing all of our hard work pay off.
You know, on the road to make it even back down to the Final Four, you know, you lost to Saxony earlier, then you beat them right before district, and then, okay, here we go, round three in the quarter. I mean, what were those emotions when you guys came out of your district and then took care of Maplewood in the sectional, but then a team that you're very familiar with is sitting right there as the roadblock for you guys to get back down to Cape Girardeau, and then you see what happens and you got to get Herman again. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, that road that you guys had to traverse was not easy at all to win the state championship.
Yeah. You know, and Saxony is a great team. They are really good. And, you know, playing them a couple times, you know, I have a lot of respect for that coach. She's fantastic and her team does a great job. And I knew those games would be really tough. And we practiced specific things just according to their team, you know, after we had lost to them. You know, we lost them early in the season at Dig for Life. And honestly, like, not that I want to make an excuse up, but a lot of the girls did not feel great that weekend. So we didn't have a great weekend. But then when we saw them again, you know, we knew kind of what they had. And then we knew what to expect for that playoff game when they came here for district. And so we practiced some things specifically to help us to defend them. But that was just an amazing game. I mean, I had so many people talk to me and say, that might've been one of the best high school volleyball games I've ever seen, you know, which is awesome. So it was a tough battle, and, you know, I just have a lot of respect for that team, that program.
You know, there's two things that's going to stick out to me from Saturday. Number one, when it was 23-18, I think it was, you looked up in the stands and you took a big deep breath. But then when you got to 25 and you won, your four seniors were the first four to get together. Talk yeah. about that senior group and just how special they are to the Jefferson R7 volleyball program.
So one of the things that we talked about, you're talking about from when we were down and came back.
Yeah.
Is that what you were talking about?
Well, you guys in that fourth set were up 23-19, I think, was there 23-18. And you just kind of looked up in the stands, took a big sigh of relief, just took a breath. And then the other thing that I always remember was your four seniors after the 25th point to win the state championship. They were the first ones that found each other on the floor.
Yeah.
Just how cool was that? Those two different spots right there.
Well, you know, as we started getting closer to 25, you know, one of the things we work on is, okay, first to five, first to 10, first to 20, or first to fit, you know, all the way through five at a time, you know, and we were getting close to 25. And I really just looked up in the stands thinking, I'm so amazed and feel so privileged at how many people in our community are here watching this and supporting us and giving us some of that energy that we needed to be successful, because we play better when we have high energy. I mean, the girls were dancing on the sidelines at one point because they, you know, because that high energy just helps us. So I was just looking up in the stands, just thinking about how proud I am to be a part of this community, and I thought, man, these people are just, they're here to support us and these girls, and they're going to be so happy and so proud of us when this is finished, you know, and rightly so. And those, you know, we have seven seniors, and I am not surprised that, you know, I saw a lot of tears. They're tears of pride. There are tears of, you know, that's it for high school together with my best friends. And, you know, when we beat Saxony, I just stood back and took it all in. When we just won state, I just stood back and like took it all in for a minute instead of rushing to the floor, because I just wanted to sit back and enjoy their enjoyment of it all, you know.
Absolutely. We'll talk about those seniors. I mean, I had a great conversation with Kirsten, you know, our student athlete of the week this week, but my gosh, you got some other kids there that are just terrific kids. They've been so much fun to watch over the last 2 years. Talk a little bit about them and brag on them for a little bit.
Well, I mean, they're just so fun. You know, we had a great summer. We've had a great several years together, you know, with many of them. And also when some of them played JV. So I have McLean McPeters, who's a senior, and she doesn't get a lot of recognition that she deserves. But when we look back and talk about our game against Saxony, that last one, she was MVP. We all have talked about it because she made some key plays for us that, you know, sometimes she doesn't get a lot of credit, but the things that she does well. And she was so good that night, and it just helped us to surpass what we needed to. I have Emma Breyer. Man, that kid, I just think about, you know, her coming in her seventh grade year. And she was in a boot. She's this tall, lanky kid. So she didn't even get to play, you know, very much that summer. So I didn't really get to see much of her. And then just watching her grow from as a volleyball player, as a young woman, from then as a freshman to now, it makes me so proud. And she, you know, she has these great skills. She has come a long way in her confidence. And I mean, I'm just amazed by her and McLean both. I mean, McLean, they're both awesome kids. They all are. Paige, I can't say enough about Paige. I mean, she had 1,088 assists this season. And I don't even know what her total is yet. I have so many things I need to do looking at stats. But I mean, I'm looking at it now. She set the ball 2,809 times. I mean, she ran all over the place, and we knew we could count on her to try to get to that second ball. And, you know, I hope my younger setters watched her and watched how hard she worked for her team, because she is a huge key in that. You know, she had some great hitters to help her get those assists, but also she had to get there and get to them and get it something, you know, get it a place they could do something with it. Avery Richardson, she's another one that doesn't get a lot of credit for things, because it's not a stat that she gets. It's a presence at the net on getting what we call a positive touch. So, you know, when you block, an actual blocking stat is you block the ball, we get the point because you blocked it, which a lot of teams don't do correctly. But we were just talking about this at the all-conference meeting. That's why I said that. But she gets her hands on it. So when we call that a positive touch, so that our defense in the back row can do something with it. And she has gotten there and done that so much for us. And it's not a stat, so she doesn't get as much recognition, you know, as she should. And then Kirsten, you know, you met with her today. She's an awesome kid. I mean, she's got a smile on her face. She works hard. You know, her and McLean and Ava, the team voted them captains. Kirsten's been captain for a while. She has great skills. She has great energy. Sometimes she gets down on herself, and she finds a way to pick it back up. And, you know, I'm just so amazed and so proud of her. Then I have Grace Lowry, who is a transfer from Windsor for us in defense. And she brought a ton of energy to the team. She like got here and we, you know, met her this summer, and she fit right in with us, bonded with the girls, brings high energy, plays good defense, has a nice serve. And so that's exciting for her, you know, to be able to get that piece. And then Ava Roth, she's like a little piece of dynamite on the floor, you know, and like when I talk to the people about her, they are amazed that she's going to just play defense in college, but I mean, she's going to Arkansas, you know, but she also is just like, she jumps high and she's so full of energy and she hits so hard, you know, like a couple of them do too. And so, she is that, if I am saying something to somebody and coaching them, she has listened to every single word. Like, she is a little sponge. And so, you know, all of those girls, you know, they're going to be missed. They have left a legacy and an expectation for our program that I am just so proud of. And I'm excited for the next step for them, because so many of them are going to go play in college. So I want to go watch them.
No doubt about it. I mean, and that's the thing. It's hard to believe, with all the success that some of the other sports down at R7 has had, that you guys are the first ones to bring a team state mm-hmm. championship back. How cool was that when you guys got back Saturday night to just celebrate it? And then obviously at school yesterday. And I mean, just with all the success, how special is it for your crew to bring home the first team state championship?
Well, we got back to our exit, you know, out here by Laddie Boys, and Mr. Johnston, our superintendent, had set up a police escort and fire truck escort from the exit to Pasta House, where the Bollingers that own the Pasta House in town, they're awesome. They kind of closed it down for our community and our fans and our parents. And so we got those police and fire truck escort to the restaurant, and everybody was outside waiting for us. And the girls didn't tell the girls that was going to happen. They just started screaming, you know, which was amazing. And then we got there and we walked out with the trophy, and everybody was there and clapped for us all when we got there. The Bollingers, you know, for Pasta House, fed the kids, and, you know, I was emotional when it happened, but I was just like so full of pride, and I was so happy that all those people were there. And then I get to Pasta House, and I just looked out at all of those people that were there, and that got me, you know. And I just love that so many people love and support us, and like they were with us all day. They were with us Friday, they were with us Saturday, and then they wanted to be with us all evening to celebrate. And my heart was just full. It was full for our team. It was full for those kids, because you just could see how proud everyone was. And it's just an amazing feeling.
No doubt about it. And the one thing that I want you to kind of talk a little bit about too is Jefferson R7, Pius. You look at how you guys have raised the bar down in Jefferson County on the girls volleyball scene. I mean, what, maybe 5 years ago, getting to this point was probably not even going to be talked about. But now you look at where you guys and Pius, you look at the year DeSoto had, you look at the year that Windsor had. I mean, just the volleyball down in Jefferson County has absolutely exploded over the last 5 years. And I think a lot of it has to do with what you guys and what Pius have really brought to the table over the last 3-4 years.
Yeah. And, you know, in Windsor too. And I think we've seen a lot of success. And I think because of seeing a little bit of success and seeing what makes it successful helps us to work to do those things to be more successful. You know, I know like Windsor has a great weight training program, as well. And their record was unbelievable, you know, Coach Duker's record. And so they didn't obviously end the way they wanted, but they work hard in the weight room too. And kids don't realize how important that is. And I'm lucky because our softball coach, Robert Coonley, and our football coach, Matt Atley, they are both great in the weight room. I'm not great in the weight room, but I am there with the kids, and they help our girls get stronger and faster. And, so we're lucky in that way. And the expectation is that you're there, you know, you can't make kids go, but you shouldn't have to, if that's your goal, you know? So hopefully our younger kids and our underclassmen will take that and run with it. You know, McLean McPeters is a huge example of that. She's gotten a ton of blocks. She had at that Saxony game, she had this ball that was coming right over the net. We call it chocolate cake because it's like delicious. And she hit that ball so hard, straight down. And Coach Horn, my assistant, and I were like, did she step on somebody's back? Like, where did that come from? We were all just like, dang, girl. And Coach Schachner, you know, we were all like, what? And she's just a prime example of that hard work in the weight room paying off, and, you know, others as well. But that's just one instance that I, you know, I don't know. I'm just so proud of them. And, you know, I have Coach Horn, it's Coach Steve Horn. He and my husband, Aaron, are like my scouting crew. They watch film and they, I mean, I watch film, but I am also a teacher first. So, you know, you can see my board in the background. We got tests tomorrow.
And the basketball coach. We got to remember, you're also a basketball coach.
My husband helps with that too. But Coach Horn and my husband, like, they get in there and have conversations about
students may be dismissed to the bus.
Hang on 1 second. And, you know, scouting other teams and looking at stats for other teams. And so I'm lucky to have that support with that. And then I have Coach Schachner. She helps with, you know, watching the floor for what we're doing coverage wise and like watching like what the other team is doing. So maybe we can make an adjustment in some way for our coverage or watching form for things. And so, you know, those two, along with, you know, my daughter, Hyla, they all have been a major, huge part of our support system, of my support system, in helping us to be successful. And my parents, my kids' parents, I don't have a ton, you know, a lot of times you have, some issues. I haven't had that. You always do have some. I haven't had really that. What can you say? We won state. Like, we're good. I don't know what else you want, but this is like all I can do. So, but they've been wonderful. You know, they, Paige's mom got Rambo shirts done up for us. Avery's mom brought snacks and water. You know, they just are willing to do whatever we need, and they are loud for everybody, not just their kids. Like McLean's mom, Tracy, and Paige's mom, Stacy, they're the loudest for everybody, you know, and they all are. I just love that they can do that.
Last question. Have you had a chance to actually hold on to the trophy for more than 30 seconds to a minute since you guys got back?
Actually, yesterday I took the day off because my principal, Mrs. Holdinghausen, came in to my room on Wednesday, and I was like, this, and I have papers all over. And she said, you need to take Monday off. Win or lose, you're going to need it. So I took Monday off. So Sunday I did nothing. Yesterday I did paperwork all day. But I have the trophy in my car. So funny story. I went to Grandview last night for our all conference meeting, and I'm driving back, and I was like, I need to grab like something to drink, a little snack or something. So I go to the McDonald's in Hillsboro, and the girl at the window goes, hey, are you the R7 volleyball coach? And I said, yeah. And she looked familiar. I think she might've played for Hillsboro. And I said, yeah. She goes, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you guys. That was so amazing. And I was like, thanks so much. And I was like, you want to see something cool? And she said, sure. I roll down my back window and she goes, oh my God, is that the trophy?
That
was pretty cool. It was funny. So
that's that's awesome. Well, yeah. Tara, you know, it has been so much fun following you guys the last couple of years, and seeing that state championship and being able to announce the state championship was just, I don't think I had a voice at the end of the match when everything was cut and loose, but it was so much fun watching you guys win the title this past weekend.
Thank you. I really appreciate you covering us. And, you know, again, I just, there's just so many people to thank, and it, you know, the list goes on and on, like, of things that we're doing. Like, we're possibly going to be in the Christmas parade. We're going to Jeff City to do something. I don't know. Mr. Johnson has done so many wonderful things for us. You know, we're ordering a state shirt, we're getting rings. So, I mean, all these amazing things that I didn't even think about because we've never had one, you know? So I'm just thankful for him too, just to the admin being such awesome support.
That's awesome, Tara. Well, relax. Basketball season's here, so I know that's not going to happen soon.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go to basketball practice.
But take a deep breath and enjoy it. You deserve it. Your kids deserve it. And what a terrific job this year. It's great talking to you.
Thanks so much.
Tara Fish, the head coach down at Jefferson R7, joins us. What a great great episode this week, talking about Zach Young and Tara, about the great things that their kids did this past weekend down at State Volleyball and bringing trophies back home here to St. Louis. Next week, we got football districts out of the way. It's now time for the playoffs as the real run begins. We'll catch up with some of the football coaches next week on that edition of Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast right here on Scoops with DannyMac.com. I'm Jim Powers. Thanks so much for tuning in, and have a great week, everybody.